possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, big day. It's cut day for the Eagles. They'll get down to the 53. Of course, they got a game in 9 days. Phils had a game yesterday, and that was ugly. Really, really ugly. We'll get into that as they got smoked in New York. The races today, me versus Jack, 11:30, Glenn Mills School. We look forward to that. You can be there. You can watch. You can listen on WIP. A lot of ways to go. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines today, 215-592-9494. That will include Eric Clapton tickets. So hop aboard, your chance to win them. Look, a lot to do today. And again, all of it with you on the phone lines. Richie Rich, good morning.
Joe.
Bud, how are you?
Race day.
Race day.
Talking about getting fit.
Woo, race day!
Get a hammer!
Subway is associated with getting fit. Subway used to be called Pete's Super Submarines.
Wow.
Did you know that?
It's a good thing they changed that
Pete's
name.
Super Submarines was the original name of Subway when they opened in August 1965.
Wow, I didn't know they'd be that far back. Because I don't think I heard of them until mid-90s? I don't know. I don't know. Seltzer, you ready for the race?
I'm psyched, man. Yeah, I think I'm bringing my daughter today. She's going to get to watch the race today. I need to watch her today, so she's going to hop on board.
I like
it.
Sure you
remind it's a family affair today.
Yeah. Make sure you remind her that because you want everything to be instructive.
Yeah, don't do it like that, right?
Yeah.
Make sure,
honey, don't run like these
There
men
is
run.
One thing to say, though, John Ritchie.
What?
I mean, we don't know what Coach Cockenberg and Coach Bonnie have done.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
We might see Joe today and be like, who the hell is that out there?
Can't wait. Like I said.
So, Jimmy, are you suggesting it's possible that Joe may have worked through and run past the crotch first technique that he was employing for his entire life?
Here's what I'm saying, John. If I'm Coach Cockenberg, if I'm Coach Bonnie,
hold on.
That's the first thing I'm attacking. All right? I'm attacking it immediately.
We're talking about crotch first, Joe.
Right.
And what's your coach's name?
You're combining the Coach Cockenberg.
Oh, I thought about it when I said it. It was the first thing that went in my mind.
Do you think there's not a Coach Cockenberg? Do you think that's a made-up name? All right, good morning to you.
That can't be the funniest thing of all time.
All right, so the race, it is going to be in a few hours, 11:30, Glenn Mills School. You can be there. We'd love to have as big a crowd as possible, so 215-592-9494. Ashlyn Sullivan in for Rhea, in for Devin. Both of them are off. Good morning, Ashlyn.
Good morning. I'm excited for
you. Fired up?
This is a massive day.
Are you really excited for him?
I am. I'm excited for him.
Many people,
this is a great opportunity for him.
It is. They've said I have no shot, but now some people are saying
you have a shot.
I think so, too.
As the days go on, I think you have a better and better shot.
I appreciate that. So, all right. So the Phillies.
Not a good shot, a shot.
Yeah. Now, look, we want to see you there at Glenn Mills School. Phillies had a shot last night, and they had the lead last night until they didn't, and gave up 37 straight runs. Seltzer came in particularly fired up. James, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm annoyed. Like, look, there's six games off.
Because I'm not bothered, like, at all.
You
I just
should
put
be a
that
little bit.
There.
I get it. I'm not, like, you know, sounding the panic alarm. Like, there's six games up. They're okay. But this is a show-me series against a team. They have lost 21 of their last 27 games at Citizens Field, City Bank Field. Think about that. 21 of 27, man. They've lost like eight straight up there. They go up and they just don't show up. Sanchez falls apart. Topper, by the way, a big game topper. Yeah. Disaster last night. Leaves Sanchez in too long. Bring in Romano in a three-run game and lets him just sit there and die. Like, look.
I was surprised Sanchez got to six after what had happened.
I was
surprised.
I'm not panicking or anything like that. But this is a show-me series against the team they've really struggled with, and I'm annoyed.
I honest to God don't think it's a show-me series. I hear you. I'm not bothered by like Romano can't be on the playoff roster. I mean, to me, that's my biggest takeaway from
last
night.
Can I give you a quick Romano stat?
Please.
Jordan Romano's ERA right now in the eights is the highest ERA the Phillies have had with a pitcher with 40 or more innings pitched since 1934.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the last time a guy has got this many innings and been this bad as a Philly.
Look, they got to dump him before the playoffs. You cannot let this guy. And I hope the Wheeler injury doesn't have a trickle-down effect where, like, you know, there's going to be one extra pitcher that makes it that would not have. I hope that's not Romano. All right, so the Phillies on the table, the race on the table, 215-592-9494.
Did you like his haircut, though?
Huh? No, I don't like any. No. All right, let's get to the Birds. We got a season in 9 days, guys. We got the Eagles and the Cowboys. Not a game that is particularly scary, but it gets really real thereafter. And by the way, I don't just totally assume the Eagles beat the Cowboys, but I think they will. But then, you know, you got the Chiefs, and you got the Rams, and you got the Bucs, and that's a tough stretch. And that's just the start of a tough schedule. Let's talk about the defense, John. You know, the two main things that have probably been offseason topics around here and around town has been Jalen, how good is he? We've gone back and forth a million times. And the defense, the impact on losing players, adding players, and what it will mean. Let's sort of, as we kind of hone in on getting really close to the season, let's really hone in on the defense, particularly because on a cutdown day, there are guys who we thought might be starters who might get cut. Just think about that for a second. I'm talking corner, obviously. All right. For those that haven't followed our show in the last 5 months, since March when they made all those moves, lost players, added some, draft, here's a basic synopsis of where I'm at and where John's at on defense. I'm just going to say it, and then we're going to go from there. I am very concerned that they've lost a lot and won't be nearly as good. And John is not very concerned. So I ask you at 215-592-9494, are you very concerned with what they've lost and what they've added on defense and what it'll mean for the coming season? John, why don't you make your case? Because we've been discussing this for months. I don't get why you're not more concerned. Tell me why you're not more concerned.
I don't expect our defense to need much time to sort itself out with the new personnel, but it's okay if it does. That's perfectly natural. And now I have come to expect this first month to look like a dress rehearsal almost.
So brace everyone for that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
That's my reality. I'm trying to be even keeled while that all takes place. I don't expect our defense to need that much time to sort itself out. But if need be, the offense can carry the load for periods of time. In a major way, the offense can be unstoppable. The offense can be Saquon last year. And then some. It doesn't have to be less than last year. Saquon and company, I mean, A.J. Dillon was impressive out there, too. Jordan Shipley looks impressive out there, too.
Will Shipley,
yeah. My bad. Jordan Shipley? Is there a Jordan Shipley?
I don't know.
There is now.
It's Will's brother.
Oh, my gosh. Now, okay, so Will Shipley. Anyway, the running game looks fabulous. And they're one. I love the transition to the Kevin Petullo offense. Just watching from what we can see, it feels better than seamless. It feels like there's such a connection that was maintained with Kevin Petullo. Kevin Petullo has been here as long as Nick Sirianni has been here. And I think that's reflected in the way that the offense, the guys understand. The guys don't have to learn a complete new language from scratch. It really has been.
Well, the new players do.
And okay, the new players do. You're right. Well, maybe. In some cases, it's probably similar to what they're accustomed to also, because in most cases, coaches, you know, are getting guys that know the system.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about changes, like little tweaks in the offense that we're probably going to see this year. I know we talk about it every year. They're going to pass to the running backs more, but we really did see a lot more comfort with the check down. And just think about that.
Seltzer, I noticed what Richie's doing. The question's about the defense, and he's saying it's about the offense. No, I get it. You're saying offense bails him out. And
defense is going to be explosively smothering, and I am so thrilled to think about how much better it can look when you've got Jahad Campbell standing next to Zach Bond in the middle of that defense. All pro, Zach Bond, by the way.
Look,
holy cow.
This
defense, despite the fact that you've got new pieces, it can be better by the end of the season. I'm not saying we can jump the gun here and say they're ahead of schedule or anything, because we don't know that. And I think there will be some hitches along the way. But this defense, because it's the second year with Fangio and company, and these young players really are, they're loving the learning part of it. It can grow and be more advanced, making that more difficult for offenses to know what the heck is going on, which makes our defense that much better.
I will ask everyone listening, did John convince you? And maybe you didn't need convincing. Maybe you already were the mindset of John that they're going to be, you know, outstanding on defense again. I'm not there. But did it convince you? 215-592-9494. Let me tell you why I'm where I'm at, which is, you know, not like the, you know, the defense is caving in and they're bottom 10 in football, but I don't know that they'll be top 10, and I feel uber confident they won't be number one like last year. Historic number one. You know, I wrote it down before the show, who they lost, who they gained. Forget about the total number of players, because we know ultimately it's going to be the same number of players in and out. Let's talk about players you could count on out and players you can count on in. Here's my list. Players I could count on out. Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Brandon Graham up front. That's three. N'Kobe Dean, four now. Like, we'll call him like 3.5. Okay, like, we don't know when he'll be back. Darius Slay, I'm at 4.5. CJ GJ, I'm at 5.5. Those are the starter types of the rotational players, like Brandon Graham, who would play not quite half a game.
I would include Isaiah Rodgers in that,
I was going to get to him in the next grouping. So Rodgers was sort of like the Brandon Graham, he's going to be in there at times guy. 5.5, 6, 6.5, however you want to put it. I'm not going to put Avante Maddox in there. I thought he was a little overmatched. Not a disaster, but not someone I was counting on last year. Players in that I can count on, that either were elevated from being a backup last year or just like now they're in for the first time. My list is one, Jahad Campbell.
I'd put Moro Ojomo on there. I know,
no,
it's not a lock.
Because he played a lot.
Why aren't you counting him on the list for last year?
He's still on the team. Yeah.
He didn't play that much.
He played a pretty good amount. He played more than Jordan Davis, man. He's going to keep playing more than Jordan Davis. I mean, I'm just telling you guys.
He is like the Milton Williams replacement.
I know he is. I get that. I'll give you a half. I'll give you a half. 1.5.
I'll take it.
I got a half. I mean, seriously, who else? I'm asking you. Who else of all the other jokers at corner and safety and backup edge rushers, who else do you actually count on? Now, listen, maybe someone will step up and prove worthy. I'm not saying that's impossible, all right? I didn't know Patrick Robinson before I saw him play in 2017. Like, what did I know about him? Guy stepped in there, stepped up, played great. It happens. But I know this, guys. We've seen a lot of Eagles football through the years.
You're saying you can stand up and, like, Josh Sweat is an everyday count-on guy?
He was
guy.
A legitimate...
What you're saying here doesn't match the way I felt about Josh Sweat. He wasn't a game breaker. He was steady.
He almost went. Look, he was.
I think what we have now are more explosive, more exciting, younger guys who are growing in a defense together That's unbelievable. So, the ceiling is so high.
All right, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. They were number one last year in defense. They obviously clobbered Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Are you concerned with what they've lost, what they've added, and what the roster will look like with cut down day today at who will start at corner, safety, and obviously the backup edge rushers? I think the three biggest concerns on the defense. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. That plus the Phils loss last night, plus the race today. Great to be with you. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Seltzer, Ashland on 94 WIP. It's the day to run. I don't think we'll be running through the sand, though.
It's going to feel like
you're running in slow motion.
The quicksand.
I might be running in slow motion.
It's going to...
What a great song.
It's wow.
Really, it's what it feels like it should be, you know?
It's tremendous. And so this is like, what, the
1981.
No, I was going to say 1912 Olympics, 1916.
Oh, yeah. The movie is 1981. My fault, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's
old, early, yeah.
Old Olympics.
Stockholm.
Well, Stockholm was when Thorpe won in 1912.
Good Olympic
so
knowledge out of you.
Because I read the stats, right? I read the Thorpe book.
Yeah, but still.
Ashton, would you have known which Olympics Jim Thorpe won the pentathlon and the, what's the other one, decathlon?
No shot.
Yes, in front of King Gustav V.
No.
Who crowned him the greatest athlete in the world.
Big Gustav, right, guys.
I got nothing.
Ashton, let's get right to it. Who wins the race today?
You do.
Why?
Because you believe you can.
I also believe.
Well, that was a little hokey right there.
I also believe I might not.
That was a little hokey. You can do it if you believe in yourself there.
I think you can. Based off our conversations yesterday, and I do feel like you're better prepared. I just think you want it more.
Well, I definitely want it more.
Mm-hmm. And that's got to mean something.
I do think I am likely better prepared. Yeah. Yeah, that means something.
I'm just trying to tell if you really mean what you're saying.
I do mean what I'm saying. I don't think Jack prepared for this at all.
I'll tell you.
Because I just think he's so confident he's going to win.
I agree with you on that front. And the fact that, the way that he said he prepared was very different than the way that Joe prepared. I think that Joe's been very thorough in his approach. He has two track coaches, yeah. I think, this time.
That's right.
So every step, I've seen Joe put a lot more into the
preparation. But Joe put a lot more into preparing
process.
For baseball, too, and Jack was just better at it. You know?
That's fair.
Yeah. I think if it was 100, you'd be toast. I think you'd have no shot. But there is, I think, a theory behind running a 400 that I don't think Jack is considering.
Well, that's when...
There's strategy here.
No, I agree with you. And when Spike first brought forth, hey, we want it to be longer than shorter because we think that's bad for Joe, my thought was like, good. I'm leaning in.
I want those doubters.
I'm all in. All right, so speaking of doubters, I've got some doubts on the Eagles' defense. I'm not saying they're going to be bad, but I know this. 2 years ago, they fell off a cliff after they lost five starters. They lost a bunch of starters again this go-around. They're coming from, one of the two best.
We're adding a starter in Jahad Campbell, who is such a game changer, difference maker.
Well, let me ask you this.
The fact that he's next to an all-pro.
I know.
Who he is so similar to. Think about the fact that the Dallas Cowboys are potentially losing for, the early season, Micah Parsons, who's in everything, do-it-all inside linebacker, who can surprise you with the edge rush every once in a while, surprise you with the A-gap tease every once in a while, and you beat your guard, your center.
John, who do you trust the most?
We have two guys who can do that stuff.
Yeah, he's good.
And they're both on the field for us.
Who else do you trust? That's new.
Mean?
Who else do you trust that's new? Give me name number two.
Who else do I trust
that's new
on our defense?
Uh-huh.
Nolan Smith?
That's
does
new.
He count?
Nope.
N'Kobe Dean? Does he
nope.
count? Why do these people not count?
That's
not
a new
does
player.
Hunt not count?
He counts a smidgen because he'll play more. But I mean, I'm being honest. Of all the new players on the team, who do you trust the second most that's new? Behind Jahad Campbell, who do you trust?
Do Quinion and Cooper
I'm done.
Count?
Ashton, do you have an answer?
Well, there isn't a lot of new, I think is the point.
Well, there
the
is a lot of new. I don't think
they're
that good.
The ones that are new are unproven.
Who do you trust the second
I think
most?
You can give a half point to Jordan Davis. I think the way he's prepared for this offseason, I trust him more going into this year than I did last year. Granted, that's a very low bar.
Right.
But him playing on second team defense showed me that the coaching staff was very aware how out of shape he was. I mean, every single training camp practice, he's out there with the first team. He's out there again with the second team, double the snaps.
I'll believe it when I say it.
Yeah, we have to.
Believe it when I say it.
But
sometimes
he
that's
has
how
to take a
works.
Bigger role, clearly.
James, who do you trust the second most of
it's
new players?
It's fine that we have to trust the coaches and this staff, the department that goes out and finds the best guys in the country.
You know they don't win the Super
Bowl.
You know they don't win the Super Bowl
these
every year, right?
Young players. Yeah, sure, I do. You know that it's not impossible to win.
I do
the Super
know that.
Bowl
I do know that. Back.
And that every guy in that locker room is now doing everything in their power to make it possible that this is the year that they do that.
All right, I'm going to ask the question one more person. James, and again, this goes to everyone listening. Other than Jahad Campbell, of all new players, who do you trust the most?
So Jalix Hunt was mentioned. He's definitely the one I trust the most, and I know that's kind of on the line. After that, I think you make a good point. Like, but the only counter I will say, because I don't have a great answer, Josh Uche, like, I don't know.
Who knows?
But the answer I will say is that I think going into last year, we wouldn't have trusted N'Kobe Dean. We wouldn't have trusted, you know, there.
Yes, we did not.
We would not
right.
trusted Nolan Smith even for the first half of last
Blankenship
season.
Blankenship got better.
Right? All that. Yeah. So I do think that is the counter. I agree.
Right.
I think you make a good point. I don't know who to trust.
Right.
But guys could emerge. They did last year.
All right, let's go to the phones. Concern on the defense or not? Where do you stand? Phil's last night in the race today. Donald in Chester. Donald, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's a great morning, Donald. Great morning.
Great. First of all, I just wanted to say I love you guys. That's the first thing.
Thank you, sir. I love you too, Donald.
It's like Nick Foles in the last drive. Like, the first thing I want to say is I love you guys.
That's right.
On that last drive.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will say this. Because I am a Christian, I cannot speak the way I want to speak about how wrong I was about.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Telling Ringo about how wrong I was about Ringo. because he created such a mess here, and he did, because I have no faith in Adoree Jackson. I have no faith in him. I'm sorry, fellas. I have a large concern about how we're going to be sitting on the edge of our seats.
Yeah.
No matter what hurts and them guys do, because I look at this, and this is my personal assessment. And Richie, I want you to tell me what you think of this. I feel like we could get away with not having a strong backup edge rusher if CB2 was strong, even if they went to a no huddle, to make the quarterback have to hold on to the football. But since I have no faith in that, I don't know, fellas.
No, I think, Donald, I think you're onto something. I mean, everything does fit together, which is what you're talking about there. In the ultimate scenario, yeah, it would all fit, and the pass rush would get there, and all these guys would succeed every snap. But right now,
you also know that a cover sack is also effective when the.
Yeah, I'll take that too.
Well, Donald, one of the things I thought that stood out in the Super Bowl, two things defensively. One, it was only the front four, and they got there consistently, clobbered them. Two, the back seven were exquisite in coverage. I mean, you literally had both elements working in tandem at as a high level as you're going to have. And I fear that both elements have taken big hits. I mean, to lose Milt Williams-Sweat and Brandon Graham up front, and then to CJGJ... And Slay back there, not to mention the backups. That's a lot. All right, Donald, interesting phone call to start. We appreciate it, my man. 215-592-9494. Coming up, something Spike Eskin said yesterday on the afternoon show about the race today. Implications for Fritz, we'll get to that. Your chance to win Eric Clapton tickets, that's on the line. Phone calls on all these topics. I know you're ticked like James is about the Phils game last night. I'm really not. I mean, it wasn't fun. Don't get me wrong. But there's still six up. What do you make of it? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. It's a big day. It's a race day. John, who do you think will win today?
Jack.
You do? You feel pretty confident?
Yeah. But it's possible that something unusual occurs. It really is possible that you have a concise plan, you know, that you have a well-coached approach. It's possible that you went out and you changed your running technique. It, you know, that it's more efficient now.
I would not expect me to become,
Usain Bolt.
It's correct. Possible.
Correct.
Well, I did. I was, you said you're not using blocks, so you didn't go that far.
Well, there hasn't been any discussion of it between me, Jack, and Spike, so I don't think we'll be using them.
Okay.
You know.
Well, they need to tell you that by now. That's strategy.
You'd think.
They can't just throw that on you.
Well, there's a whole nother thing that surfaced last night that I'm not happy about.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Do tell.
Yeah, obviously.
Speaking of strategy.
What are you going to not do?
So we're going to be at Glenn Mills School. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was told last night, that the outdoor track's not optimal. And we may want to run in the indoor track, which ordinarily would be fine. But apparently the indoor track is half a track. So we'd have to run it twice, which is irritating because, in my mind, I've got benchmarks.
You visualize the whole thing.
And now the whole thing, instead of running a 400 once around the track, you got to run a 200 and a 200.
That's
a little irritating.
It's messed up. I'm not going to lie. Honestly, it changes with your practice, your preparation.
It changes it completely. It blows my mind.
Because you're turning now four times instead of two times.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. Plan out the window.
Yeah, you might have to protest this.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
Let's bring signs.
Now, I don't know that we'll definitely be. Yeah, exactly. I don't know that we will be indoors. I just know that the outdoor track apparently is boba.
Coaches. Yeah. At your disposal, who can help you through this adjustment process?
Right, it's like I gotta do math. I gotta lean in. Like, all right, if I want it to be at this spot by this time,
I mean, you see what I'm saying? You're too fully, like, very incredibly capable adult coaches can help you with all that computation
Correct.
And stuff.
But I'm sure you get where it's a little irritating. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll. So you can be there, by the way, Glenn Mills School. I don't know if we'll be in the indoor or the outdoor. You can also watch on YouTube, where I'm sure that's where most people will get to see it today. Watch on YouTube, WIP's YouTube. You can also listen to WIP because my sense, I can't say this for sure, but I would put it at 99%, is Joe and Hugh will have the YouTube in front of them, And for that, you know, minute and a half, 2 minutes, minute, whatever it is.
And down the stretch yes, they come.
Correct. We'll be announcing it, essentially. By the way, let me just give
you two. What's your goal?
I'm not going to put that out there.
Why?
It wouldn't be advantageous to me.
If he doesn't hit it, then okay. He has to talk about it.
Yeah, wouldn't be advantageous. And I will say this, John, it's not about the time. It's about beating the man.
Okay.
Just going to put that out there.
Yeah, what's your time 1 second faster than Fritz? That's my time.
And you know, James, if I'm 1 second faster, I'm going to claim I could have been faster. I just didn't have to be. All right, two different Twitter polls.
What were your practice times approximately?
I will not put that on the air. Will not put that on the air.
That could be used against him.
You can dig as much as you want. You ain't getting it, buddy. All right, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, speaking of the race, who wins it today? The 400, who wins it? Me or Jack? Second poll question, defenses we've talked a lot about today. What is your level of concern that the Eagles defense likely won't be close to as good this season as they were last season? Three choices here. A, very concerned. B, somewhat concerned. C, not concerned. I'd actually put myself in the very concerned category. And if I hadn't seen 2023, I might not go there. But 2023, they lost five starters, and they were a disaster. A disaster by the end of the year. Boy, I hope it doesn't come to that again. I don't think it will. But there's a big difference between being number one and being number 16. Wouldn't shock me if they're number 16. Wouldn't. Let's go to the phones. Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Derek.
How you doing?
I feel great, man. I feel, you know, I've got my apples here ready. Got my Gatorade. I'm hydrating. All that good stuff.
Listen, man. From the start, I was on your side, man. But I just feel like you cruising around on a shit for 2 weeks, man. Now you out here trying to run the 400. I think Jack going to smoke you, man.
Well, I did run a lot on that cruise. I hit the treadmill quite a bit.
All right. Like I said, Jack, I met Jack at the draft on Friday. Jack lost a lot of weight, man. He looks a little nimble. I don't think he's that great of an athlete, but he's definitely a lot slimmer.
He is slimmer. He's lost. Like when we were at the wedding this weekend, Emily saw Jack. And she's like, "Wow, you look really thin."
Slimmer so. Since when, James? Like a month ago?
I guess since last time Emily saw him, which would be like, you know, 6 months, maybe something like that.
But what about your? Do you sense? Here's what.
Oh, he's definitely slim. I don't know about
tennis. Like, do you think in the last 3 weeks?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know about that. Maybe a little.
Okay.
Look, you got game five for basketball, man. That's where you got to bring it out. I can't see you winning today. I hope you do. But it's going to be a tough out for you, man. Because Jack ran that mile in like 8 minutes on like a 100-degree day. I'll never forget it, man. I didn't think you could do it.
Derek, but I will say this.
I'll never forget it. It was magical. I'll never forget that day.
Heavier.
Yeah, Jack should be Jack should be the favorite. He should be in this one.
Man, all right. Anyway, listen. The Phillies, right? That game last night, man. Them guys ain't getting hit after the fourth inning, man. So they got to... You saying they still six up, but if they lose two to the Mets, how many are they going to be up when they leave New York?
They'll be four up if they get swept.
I'm just saying, the Phillies, man, they've been taking us on a little ride for the last couple of years, man, and they gotta kind of like finish the deal this year, man. Or I think a lot of the fans going to be like walking away a little bit.
I'll tell you what I think, Derek. I think in the playoffs they better face the Dodgers instead of the Mets. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's been
I'm kind of not kidding.
I would rather face the Mets and the Dodgers, but I get it.
All right, Derek, good call as always, buddy. Love hearing from you. All right, let's give everyone a shot to win Eric Clapton tickets today. Tickets to see Clapton at the Xfinity Mobile Arena coming up soon, September 13th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com to see Clapton. You can also win them right here on our program. Here's how. You got to give us something that relates to running. You know, like, let me put it this way. We talk a lot of times about scenes from a movie. It could be a scene from a movie in which running's going on. It can be a play on words of which there are many related to running or run. Like, for instance, dun, 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 I can only become that if I what?
Run for president.
Or I'm the vice president and then somebody... And somebody, maybe I.
So run for vice president. That works too.
Or, as Gerald Ford was, be the Speaker of the House, and then two guys get booted out, and then you get in.
Or whoever's next in that, and then the next.
That's right. No, but run for president. You get it. It's a classic run play on words. You know, you run for president. There's a lot of things with run and running. By the way, there are some songs, movies, titles. There's a lot of ways to go here when you think of run or running, something related. And by the way, and they can be good things or bad things. We'll just judge it for, let's call it, the most notable. And run for president, that's a big one. I mean, you run for freaking president. I got the nukes, you don't. All right, John Ritchie, best answer by everyone listening, 215-592-9494. Guys, yeah. Wins Clapton tickets. Give me something related to running, John Ritchie.
Clapton tickets.
Clapton. What are you thinking?
It took the greatest of Hollywood magic to make it look sort of like Rocky could finally beat Apollo in the beach race. Just like he could sort of beat Apollo in the beach race. It was hilarious. Rocky III, sure. They were running. You know,
yep.
Carl Weathers just very gracefully chugging along. Sylvester Stallone running as hard as he possibly could.
Of course.
To barely edge him
the
out.
The Rocky III run, one of many notable runs in Rocky. That's the only one currently off the board. Ashton, what are you thinking? Something related to running.
The 15 scenes in Forrest Gump that involve running. I can't pick just one.
There are that.
There's got to be at least 15, right? Yeah. Is that an exaggeration?
Oh, well, I thought you actually had the number. I thought you looked it up.
I did too. But there's the big
I can't
one.
Look it up.
When he goes on the
when
run,
he goes on the run,
the
yeah. But then there's also the football.
The
football game is the other one that sticks out. And then when he's running, carrying people in Vietnam, like there's a bunch.
That's a good one. Or when he's a child and he's getting bullied.
To take all those.
No, it's a group all in one.
Kind of messed up to take all those answers.
Yeah, the child when the leg braces pop off. That's a great one.
I think that's the best one. Should I go with that one?
Run, Forrest, run.
No, I'm taking all of them.
Yeah. Okay, great answers here. All right, Seltzer, and again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Good or bad, something notable with run or running, Seltzer, what do you got?
What the Eagles are going to do this year, run it back.
Run it back.
Nice.
By the way, now I'm thinking about, run the ball, Andy! Andy, run the ball!
Or Nick. Yeah, Nick, early on, run the ball.
All right, so we got run the ball, we got run it back. By the way, the Sixers should have run it back when they had Jimmy Butler. They did not. All right, you guys tell us, 215. There's so many answers. And many of the great ones will be play on words. But there are songs, there are movies, there are scenes. There's a ton in there. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. So, a couple of Olympic references.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was the 1924 Paris Olympics between Eric Liddell and Harold Abraham.
Oh, yeah, 24.
Really cool story. And Joe, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but barring a Derek Redmond kind of incident, 92 Barcelona Olympics, you have no shot today. There's just no way.
And do you base that on having watched me run to first base in baseball? Is that the main thing that gives you that confidence?
Yeah. It's Jack's mile time when he was 20 or 30 pounds heavier. I find myself having a harder time convincing how you could physically do this, like preparation or not. Like, it's, you know, I'm pulling for you, but it's not going
to happen. Well, let me ask you this question, Ed, because you now bring something to mind that 2 months ago we used to talk about and we stopped. Do you think I should just rest my starters in this one for game five? Because I still could. I could just rest my starters. John, hell irritated with that. If I just don't
That's
run.
Lame.
What are we talking about?
Resting
here?
My starters.
Exactly.
Resting the legs for basketball.
He's just going to walk the laps.
I mean, Ed, it's still theoretically on the table. I rest my starters for game five.
Just, you know, do that crotch first running style like you've patented and just own it, man. Take care of yourself, though. I mean, I don't want to see any ripped hamstrings or anything.
Thanks, buddy.
Hopefully for a competitive race. You know, real quick on the Eagles, I don't have time for Jordan Romano to quote Jerry Jones. I don't got the patience to jack with you today.
Yep.
Eagles should be off this team. But, you know, going into last season, and I think Ashlyn mentioned it, like, we didn't know what to expect from Zach Bond last year. We were questionable on what we're going to get from N'Kobe Dean and Nolan Smith. Like, so we entered this season with a similar question, different group of players. And to be perfectly honest, like, I don't know who that emerging star is going to be. Like, you know, as down as everybody is on Kelee Ringo, like, really the only video evidence we have of him not playing well is that first preseason game. And then that, you know, we're relying on secondhand accounts.
Well, yeah, secondhand accounts. But people at camp that saw it much more than I did said he wasn't very good. So, you know, I mean, he could get cut today, Ed. Yeah. He really could.
That would be a mistake. But
I don't know
anyway,
that.
He's your best special teams player, and he's not a failure at corner. I mean, for what that's worth. But, you know, a trade possibly, but I don't see the cut happening. But, you know, that's why I'm driving in the car.
I'm not saying it'll happen for sure either. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me. Ed, give me a big answer, buddy. Something related to running.
Well, it's what you get after having too much Tex-Mex or a dodgy clam. You get the runs.
Oh, the runs is a big answer.
Best Man. Answer yet.
Yeah. So I did hit the bathroom last commercial break just to begin the process of...
What do you mean?
Clearing
like
yourself
this
out.
Type of bathroom last break I was, already.
It was a combo of normal and then that guy's answer right there. It was split the difference.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
It was like number 2.5.
No, I like having the full.
Not quite number 3, but 2.5. You know what I mean? 2.5.
Do you think no, I don't know what you mean.
Do you think that's some nerves kicking up a little bit?
No, I think it's just related to the digestive process for me and everything I'm doing to make sure that I'm as light as possible for 11:30 a.m.
You're like an F1 car or something?
I'm
like, taking pieces off.
The jockey on the
we got to get it down. We got to shave a quarter of a second off.
They say that your muscles are their most efficient if you can feel and hear your stomach sloshing.
Well, you know, that I don't know how to
so
do.
So much liquid in you.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That it's a good thing.
Well, I got my Gatorade right here.
So keep drinking the Gatorade.
Yep.
Drink as much water as you drink Gatorade, though. Don't just drink Gatorade.
Okay.
Gatorade, water. Gatorade,
appreciate it.
Water.
Got my apples, my bananas, and my protein bar.
If it sloshes, your muscles are in their best state possible.
I appreciate that. Only problem with that is I got to have muscles to have muscle slosh, but I appreciate that. All right, let's get to something Spike said yesterday. So Jack was out, so all the conversation in the afternoon show about the running with Spike and Ike was without Jack being able to retort.
For what
purpose? The deal, James? Vacation?
Yeah, he just had a day off. He was at the shore. They had a family thing going on.
He was coalescing.
He is coming back for today, though? He'll show up?
Yeah, I assume he's going to show up for the running. Otherwise, he'll lose.
He would. By the way, Glenn Mills. That's the school. Glenn Mills School in. That's right. Glenn Mills. That's where we're going today. You can be there at 11:30 for the race. It'll obviously be over fast, so don't be late. Don't be like Tyson Spinks' fight, the guy that had front row seats and was in the bathroom. That's true.
I
missed the freaking fight. That actually happened.
I had an unbelievable experience with Glenn Mills. This was when I was a senior coming out of high school, an awesome teammate on the Big 33 team. Mm-hmm. His name was Keno Shawwell.
Okay.
He played at Glenn Mills, and he was a funny dude, funny guy. And I think I need to stop it there.
Yeah.
because of at the time it was super funny. And very sophomoric, the humor that we thought was hilarious. His skill that he was capable of doing was something that was gross.
Gotcha. I can think of a few things as possibilities.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it there.
Fair enough.
Some of the most amazing gross stuff that I had ever seen.
Yeah.
Keno Shawwell at Glenn Mills, where we're about to be.
Yeah, we'll be there today.
Where you'll be running.
I did have a friend, if we're going to go kind of gross and odd, I had a friend that could urinate at least 12 to 14 feet in the air.
No way. Okay, hold on.
He would go
over
the side of a porch.
All right. So
he could
that's
go
cool.
over the side
that's
of a porch.
Cool. What I'm talking about with Keno was he could vomit on command.
None of this is cool, guys.
Yeah,
none of this is cool.
That's pretty amazing.
I think it's pretty cool.
I do too, actually. All right, let's listen to something.
Yeah,
Spike.
I want to see someone vomit on command. Sounds awesome.
But the urination thing was pretty amazing.
Urination
James.
Thing. But that's much cooler than the vomit thing.
I also knew someone like that, and there was a nickname that he had when he would do
got
that
it.
Trick.
Yeah.
And we're good.
All right, let's listen to Spike and Ike without Jack yesterday talking about the race.
I think Jack has accepted. Except if he loses, he loses.
Oh my God!
A bum.
I do.
Wow, Justin.
Yeah, relax over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Relax. I just think he's gotten to a. I'm psychoanalyzing him without him here, but I know Jack. I feel like as well as anybody who's not his family, and I think when I'm looking at Jack, I think he just wants it to be over already. That's sort of where I think Jack is. Now, Jack is a better better physical athlete than Joe. Jack should be able to win the race. But, who knows at this point, you know?
Okay, James, you know him the best. Is Spike right?
I think Spike is 100% dead on correct.
Really?
I think if you went to Jack and gave him truth serum and said, what do you want to happen? He said, I want it to be over.
Wow.
That's what I if I
he
had to bet.
He wants it to be over so badly he doesn't really
No,
care
I think
that
he's going to win today.
Wins.
No, I think he's going
but
to win
think,
today.
But you think he almost prefers it be over than win.
I think if you got an injury and had to stop, he'd be fine with it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. All right, well look, the race is at 11:30 today at Glenn Mills School. You can be there 215-592-9494. Coming up, Ruben Amaro and last night's Phillies Mets, but they're in a good spot. They're still six games off. I will tell you this, though. We got to move the Romano conversation up from he can't be on the playoff roster to how about this? He shouldn't be on the September roster. How about enough? How about I'm trying to have the two seed to get a bye in the first round and be above the Dodgers and the Padres before the end of the season? How about they stop pitching the guy? How about that? That's it. Over. Now. And who should be in there? It's called anybody else.
I just can't even stand to look at him.
Yeah.
Anymore.
All right, Ruben's with us next, and your calls on all these topics, including the Eagles' defense, the Phillies, and the run. What do you make of what Spike said? Do you think Jack just wants it to be over? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years, and how they can certainly help you as well. Well, they can't help me run faster. At least I don't think they can. But man, oh man, they have helped me through the years with tremendous year-to-year maintenance. Because I've always been in pretty good shape with my teeth. I've never had a major problem. But many people in society do. And if you do, that is the spot to go. PI Dental Center. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. So if you're like me, need year-to-year maintenance, get to PI Dental Center. If you have a major problem that requires a significant repair, get to PI Dental Center. Either way, start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.